She's racked up a lot of awards. She was summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa. And yet, on her way to this nomination, when she was actually considered among the short list of people that President Obama was considering, there were those who questioned her intellect. Were you surprised by that?
I was disgusted by that. I think it is a terrible thing to look at someone who was Phi Beta Kappa and summa cum laude at Princeton and graduated Yale Law School and was on the Yale Law Journal and say, oh, I think this person's not intellectually up to the job. I find that approach to these hearings absolutely despicable. And it's whether it's on the right or the left. And, you know, it's funny in a way. The first black nominee to the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall, people said he's not intellectually up to the job. The second black nominee, Clarence Thomas, they said he's not intellectually up to the job. The first Latin nominee, they said she's not up to the job. I hate to say there's a pattern developing here, but it's very peculiar.